nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this 14th day of July, 2016. Yes, half your year is gone this year already. Talking today with Patrick Wood, his book, it is a seminal must-read, folks, specifically designed for a fast read. But fast reading is not like sitting in your bathroom reading Reader's Digest condensed, you know, War and Peace. No. I'm sorry, Patrick. I had to throw that in there.
That's a good one.
I just had to. But at any rate, go to his website. His website, technocracy.news. That's technocracy.news. Technocracy.news. Get copies of this. Get multiple copies. And I'll warn people right now, they've done it with books that we have offered in the past, with Ron McDonald. They Own It All, Including You, by way of Toxic Currency. Have you read that one yet?
I have not.
I will send you a copy. Ooh. When I get yours, I hope your return address is on
Sounds
your envelope.
Yeah.
And I will send you one of Ron's books. And I warned people about it. I said, you're going to read this book. He had the same idea. I'm only going to keep this to a couple hundred pages, make it a fast and easy but effectual read. And that's exactly what he did with his book. And I warned people, you know, you're going to order yourself a copy, you're going to read it and go, wow, this is great. And you're going to want to share it with somebody. So you're going to give the book to somebody expecting to get it back, and it never comes back. Mm-hmm. Because it's handed off to the next person and the next person.
That's right.
I've been on the tail end of those dog-eared page, passed around many times books. You know, years ago, Patrick, when we were first starting out, and the only thing we really had is VHS, there were times you get a copy of a tape that was copied and copied and copied, and you could still hear the audio track, but you couldn't see any pictures. It was nothing but snow. You know, we have used every avenue, and we've done it with next to nothing, which has been really amazing. Fred in Iowa, you're on here with Patrick Woods.
Howdy, John, and hello, Patrick. How you doing?
We're doing great.
Okay, I'm going to be brief. Patrick, what you said, you covered a lot, and I hope people buy your book, and I'll try to do it myself. But, Patrick, you can call it technocracy, you can call it communism, you can call it socialism, you can call it fascism. But what it amounts to in the end is a one-world government. With a one-world government, you have a one-world religion. And when you have the church and state goes together, the religion has the spiritual sword, and they control the state, which has the temple sword. So when the religious state says to the temple state, cut the heads off of people we don't agree with, that's literally what they will do. Anyhow, I could explain for the next few hours what the hell I mean, but I thank you very much, Patrick and John, and keep it up, keep fighting. Wow. Bye, and thank you.
Okay, we
thank you.
Patrick, I don't think either one of us has doubted we never really needed a motivation to continue because we understood right from the outset what was coming.
Mm-hmm.
So I never really had to be cajoled to stay in the game. Yeah. I figured it was my duty and obligation, not only as a citizen of this country, but as part of the part of humankind for this entire planet. This isn't just us. You know, this is going to affect people that are yet to be born.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Multiple generations down the road.
Let me respond to him just for a sec. I think Brzezinski, Zbigniew Brzezinski, brought this out in his book, more than one book, actually, same thought. He said that that Marxism was a necessary stepping stone to what he called his technotronic era, which I will contend is technocracy, just warmed over from the 1930s. And he was not a Marxist himself. A lot of people think Brzezinski was. He never said, though I'm convinced, he never really said, I am a Marxist or a communist or whatever. He hated the Soviet Union for a number of reasons. And but he was looking forward to this technocratic era ahead of him. And he said, Marxism is a necessary stepping stone to get there. Mm-hmm. He didn't necessarily endorse it other than to say, we need this before we get to this last phase. So technocracy is different than communism. They're both totalitarian, however. I'll say that.
Right.
But it's different because technocracy is building a system of things, not just top-down government. It's developing a system of things that's designed to control and micromanage everything on planet Earth, every person on planet Earth.
This is going to be the working blueprint, and I am in full agreement with you. You had to put up the opposition. You had to pit the capitalist against the communist, or however you want to look at this, in order to start to transcend and make the necessary changes, to go in there and disrupt what was heretofore a stable culture, society, country. They had their sovereignty, they had their own rules, they had their own lives, and we were happy to live our lives in those various systems of government. If there were any change to be made, it was to be made by the people of those countries, not this collectivism of worldwide. And I'm exactly where you're at with this, Patrick, because many people, you know, breathe the sigh of relief. Oh, the Iron Curtain has fallen. See, the wall came down in Berlin.
Yeah.
And no, if you look, and I've talked to Russians, comparatively speaking, modern day Russia versus America, isn't it odd, Patrick, that they have a Vladimir Putin over there that looks to be more presidential than any president we've had in recent memory, and Russia is freer than the United States?
I know. What a flip-flop.
Oh, man.
What a flip-flop.
In the meantime, we have the neocons and the warmongers out there and the politicians trying to fire up NATO to move against Russia.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Hey, listen, you know, we left Barb hanging on her question. She had a question.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, she's probably still listening. I hope she is.
I mean, for
a testimony like that, I hope she's still listening. Hey, Barb. On page 133, I think you said you were on page 132, but on page 133, I made a notation of a legal journal that was produced in 2002, actually. It was called the Buffalo Environmental Law Journal. And I fished this juicy little quote out of that, and I quoted it, and I footnoted it, too, in case you want to check it out. But it says this. It says, there is no doubt that sustainable development needs new paradigms to transform it from visionary rhetoric to a viable political goal. Now, that was 2002. It was well underway by that time, by the way, sustainable development. But this reflexive law system, which I'm not going to explain on the air, it is a new legal theory, a system of theory for courts, etc., that is designed to transform the world into sustainable development. That's what reflexive law is, and it's being practiced all around the world today, and especially in America. I come from an ag background. You take all the farmers in the West that have been sued by somebody in the government for some, you know, two-toed snail darter or something is supposedly on their land. You can't plow that land or whatever. Mm-hmm. All the lawsuits that people have gotten into for the last 40 years, and have lost. They have all lost. Farmers and ranchers have been driven out of business because they got whipped in court. They got beat up in court. They never knew what hit them. They found themselves laying flat on their back outside their property, outside their homes, wondering what the heck kind of train hit me. And they never figured it out. But what's happened is this reflexive law has slipped into the American court system and is being used like a velvet sledgehammer by the environmentalists against farmers, ranchers, property developers, people in cities that are trying to, you know, do good things, whatever, businesses, etc. This stuff is anti-rule of law. It's like matter and antimatter. It doesn't just speak against the rule of law, as we understand it, but it is like matter and antimatter. These two legal theories are so different that they destroy each other when they meet head on.
You know, I refer to people, the Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, where she had made the statement, and it was really kind of obscure, relative, unattached to just about anything. And she came out one day and said that, we're going to have to be paying attention more to this international law. She saw exactly what was coming, exactly what was going on. And, I'm amazed. By the way, when you said Barb, page 133, she said she was on 132. She's already there. What a great thing to be able to read your book and listen to an interview going on in the background. All right.
That's pretty cool.
Mark in Oregon. Hello, Mark.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Hello, John and Patrick. Certainly a pleasure to speak with you, gentlemen. John, by the way, I have to give you kudos and great congratulations on the great expansion and improvement, even. I didn't know there was that much room to improve, but you've gone beyond my expectations.
Network here. Mark, hang on. I ain't done yet.
Oh, I didn't figure you were, John. Once you get rolling, it's hard to stop.
Still have the energy and the drive.
Like
yeah. What's on your mind, Mark?
Well, I'm looking at the Donald Trump candidacy because, in my view, everything that that's still in our country, all of the makings of returning to, you might say, the great nation that we were in so many ways, and progressing on to becoming even a better nation than we ever were, are in the hands of this presidential race here. With Hillary Clinton, it's straight down into the internment camps, basically, for people of our ilk. She's already come out publicly and said as much. And the foreign policy would certainly encourage a war with Russia, from what she has said, or her foreign policy relative to Russia would be. The economy will continue to go down. The civil strife and the racial strife will continue to increase. And then we have Donald Trump, whereas he offers in his detailed offerings of his policy just the opposite. And everything is really on the line. I see that, according to Sean Anthony over on another network, he does very good research, that about a month ago there was a federal nuclear hazmat team sent over to Cleveland to do hazmat drills on a nuclear level. I don't think they're going to do that with a good excuse to go into martial law and to actually cancel out the elections. I think that at this point in their agenda implementation, that it would, in their view even, be rocking the boat too much and interfere with the continued implementation of their agenda as they want to do it on the international level, basically.
Well, and Mark, hang on here a second. Let me interject something and ask Patrick. Is Trump part of the problem, or is he part of the cure, or is he part of the friendly opposition?
You know, I don't know. I haven't really concluded yet where he stands on stuff. And let me say, he says a lot of stuff that I really like to hear, stuff that I would want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't knock him there. But I will hearken back to the days of Jimmy Carter, when he correctly read what the public was thinking and told them exactly what they wanted to hear. And he also said, just to make sure that we didn't miss the point, he also said, it was a campaign moniker like Trump has one, let's make America great again. He said, I will never lie to you. That's what Jimmy Carter said. And okay, he lied to us. Did he ever tell the truth? I'm not sure that he did. But he carried a big black Bible around just to make sure that all the Christians got the point that they should vote for him as well.
You know, what a low-life thing to do is slather everything up with Jesus to give it legitimacy.
I know. So, you know, here we are with Trump. He's saying a lot of the right things. He's probably picked a VP candidate that is pretty conservative. And we don't know what he's going to do yet, because Donald Trump is not an ideologue of any sort. He's never really talked much about the Constitution. I don't know that he's ever even read the Constitution from start to finish. And he is a guy that kind of has a technocrat mindset of just fixing things. He wants to fix everything. And he figures that all of our trade agreements is just a matter of bad negotiating. It's not a matter of stay the heck out of our business and you have no right to tell us what, you know, what we can or can't do anyway. But, you know, he's going to renegotiate. He's going to fix everything. Now, you and I, we feel the pain. We want things to be fixed.
Right.
But I'm not sure a guy that's going to stand up and say, hey, look to me to fix everything, is the kind of guy that we will in the end see actually fixing things. What we need is some good old-fashioned political debate, political dialogue here,
right,
political battling, if you will, to hammer out these ideas and get them intellectually set for the next 100 years. Yeah, I fear if we don't do that, if we just fix things on kind of a pragmatic point of view, that's not going to be enough to change the course of the way the world is going right now. And you have noticed, by the way, that the United Nations has not only not backed off because of all this populism movement, they have turned up the heat significantly in the last month to push their 2030 agenda on the whole planet. I mean, they are racing for the gate, if you will. And so they're not giving up. They're not backing off. And, you know, at the very least, we're going to see a titanic collision between somebody like a Donald Trump. If he's the real deal and does what he says he's going to do, we're going to see a titanic collision between the Trump machine and the United Nations machine and the Rockefeller machine and the Richard Haass machine. Oh, wait a minute. He loves Richard Haass, doesn't he? Okay, well, let's scratch that one. He's the president of the CFR, also a member of the Trilateral Commission. Okay, well, let's just forget I said that one there.
Well, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. If he picks Newt Gingrich as the VP, yeah, I'm jumping off that Trump train. Yeah. We have a program on this network, and it's entitled The Trump Phenomenon. There'll be little or no use for that program anymore. And this has got a lot of people concerned. After the champagne goes a little flat and the punch bowl's empty and the last guy goes out the door, please turn out the lights, the party's over.
That's right.
Here we are when everybody hanging their political hat on this guy. And I see him as a trumped up, if you will, Ronald Reagan, mm-hmm, where his politics is kind of this mysterious mix of both liberal and conservative and Democratic and Republican. He's scared a lot of people. I've watched who's come out against him. And if you want to gauge a person's importance, you can gauge them by the enemies that'll come out of the gates, you know, right, to get you. You know, I don't like how he's... I don't want to use the term talking down to us, but it's these chopped little childlike sentences that are repeated over and over and over again.
Right.
As if I'm not intellectually cognizant enough that I could understand if he said three or four sentences.
That's right.
That were put together with some thought that I could go, oh, okay, now I understand what Donald Trump is. He's a big mystery still to this day.
I think you're right.
I'll tell you what, I got to take this. Obviously, I'm not going to be able to say goodbye to you in 12 seconds, and I got two more callers. Can you stick to the bottom of the hour?
Okay, I'll stick to the bottom of the hour.
Okay, you might as well, because we're almost there.
I'm going to come down to Austin, Texas, and you're going to buy me.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Patrick Woods, do you recognize that name you just heard at the tail end of that ad, Pat Shannon?
I didn't. I wasn't listening. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Pat Shannon, he's a spry 70 years old now, still writing, and he's jumped on board with OneCoin, and the network has as well. So, at any rate.
All right.
Mark in Oregon, we got him, and let's go to Rob in Minnesota. Hello, Rob. We only have a couple minutes left.
Hello, Patrick, and hello, John. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You know, you always hear about the people that are getting elected, you know, so it's, you know, Trump versus Hillary. But I'm more concerned about the people that are appointed. And, you know, in the news today, we had Ruth Race Bader Ginsburg, you know, making news. But I had a chance to talk to, I'm in Minnesota, and I had a chance to talk to the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Chairman, you know, back in October. And, you know, I kind of gave him this Republic type of spiel, you know, about, the alchemy of fractional reserve banking and the irrational exuberance of rehypothecation that, yeah, you know, led to all this crap. And so I'm more concerned about the people that are appointed. And, you know, in this, I'm familiar with, you know, Patrick Woods' technology stuff, and I'm very much into it. But I see this underlying, behind the scenes government, you know, this deep government that is appointing people not so much telling them that this is your marching orders, that this is what we want you to do,
yeah,
but appointing true believers based on
okay, Rob, summarize
research.
Here, because we're running out of time.
Okay.
Yes. Great point, Rob. I'm glad you brought it up, and you're absolutely right. Politicians are not the technocrats. They're the useful idiots, if you will, for technocracy. But what you have, the true technocrats, the scientists and engineer types behind the scenes that are trying to run everything, these people are all appointed to their positions. Who do you think writes the rules at the EPA? Barack Obama? No way.
Yeah.
These are technocrats buried top to bottom inside the EPA and every other agency, Department of Energy, DARPA, and the military research labs. These kinds of places all over the country are where these appointed technocrats exist. And the problem is, not only do you not know who they are, but you cannot even get your hands on them to stop them from what they're doing.
And
this
they're
is probably
appointed,
what...
And they're appointed based on what their belief system is. You know?
That's right. That's right. And so if Trump does get elected and he does not see that there needs to be a massive house cleaning within the executive branch from top to bottom, we will not have any change of course as far as technocracy is concerned. It will march on. They have a habit of being able to run silent and run deep, kind of like the old World War II submarine movie.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to dive, and they go underneath the radar and continue their work while everybody else is looking at some other surface battle going on, you know, like a presidential election or something.
That's right. And they're always there. They're always working out
That's
of
right.
sight and out of the public's mind because,
yep.
well, it's
They're
never...
the dangerous ones. They
yep.
are the dangerous ones.
And that is, we got to stop using the term bureaucrat because that's old school. It's the technocrats now. It's the
That's right. It's
the people with the law degrees that are being paid big salaries to, well, contribute to the overall grand plan.
That's right.
Yeah, the new conspiracy, folks. Oh, boy. You know, Patrick, over the years, as many times I've been called a right-wing nut, disenfranchised, tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist, when we were saying the exact same things that the globalists were saying, but we didn't have $1 billion in our bank account, or we didn't own governments and our personal little politicians.
You didn't have a PhD from Temple University.
That's right. I didn't have the piled high and deep. Ed, you got about 60 seconds here. Go.
Hello.
Hi, go. You got about 60 seconds.
John, I don't know if you covered the Bastille massacre today.
Patrick mentioned it briefly.
Okay, they found grenades and also rifles in this dude's truck. They're not giving the name. Of course, I can bet you $1 at the donuts. He's a Muslim, and I'd like to know where in God's green earth do you get hand grenades from?
That is one of those rhetorical questions that, well, can't require an answer because we're out of time. Ed, thanks for your call. Patrick Wood, your website, technocracy.news. Go there, folks. Get copies of this book. And the book is titled, you're not going to be able to miss it, Technocracy Rising. And the more you buy, the cheaper it is. Get the word out. This is important information that has to get to our fellow Americans. Thank you, Patrick.
My pleasure, John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band, declaring independence. Laid their bodies down, all in bloody war, and liberty for their descendants.
Patrick was talking about UN Political Forum. They're really pressing hard on this 2030 agenda. And its focus is on achieving leave no one behind. Now, you can read that also is we're not going to leave anybody untouched. The call to leave no one behind means that everybody is going to be forced into the new economic system. There will be no opt-outs or hiding out. Total inclusion was the main theme of the original technocracy back in the 1930s. Opening the first meeting of the United Nations High-Level Political Forum on Sustainable Development since the adoption of the UN 2030 Agenda, the president of the Economic and Social Council, and this is... Yeah, you want to know what the acronym is for that? ESOSOC, ECOSOC, kind of like ENGSOC, remember? George Orwell's 1984? Well, that was outlined, and the task before the body, and called for a stronger commitment to accomplish its mandated task. President Oh Jun, in his remarks, said the ESOC, he's the ESOC president, by the way, Oh Jun, I kid you not, He said, a strong forum means faster progress towards the attainment of the 17 ambitious and indivisible sustainable development goals towards inclusive, equitable, and a prosperous society for all. Listen to Hillary Clinton speak. She is the new speak dictionary for the eco-sock people. She's a sock puppet for them. The high-level political forum will be held from 11 to 20 July at UN headquarters in New York, and it will also include a three-day ministerial segment from 18 to 20 July, which coincides with a high-level segment of ECOSOC's annual session. Recalling the theme of the forum, Leaving No One Behind, Mr. Wu said that the body will assess the implementation of the 2030 agenda a year after its adoption. Mr. Wu, I think your annual meeting slated from a year to now ain't going to take place. Just a feeling I have. He noted that the deliberations will focus on enhancing national ownership around the Sustainable Development Goals, or the SDGs, mainstreaming it in a development plan, integrating the three dimensions of sustainable development, I'll get that out, addressing challenges and mobilizing means of the implementation, and harnessing science, innovation, and technology for advancing the goals. What they left out there is the medias and the bought-off and paid-for whores that call themselves politicians. They're useful idiots, as Patrick reminded us. He further noted that the regional perspective in the implementation of the 2030 agenda will also be explored in the discussions. At the same time, we'll assess progress in ensuring that the 2030 agenda delivers for countries in special situations and facing specific challenges, such as small islands developing states, least developed countries, landlocked developing countries, and those in conflict and post-conflict situations, as well as middle-income countries. He further emphasized that the forum's role as the central platform for the follow-up and review of the 2030 agenda and the SDGs is extremely important for the future of the 2030 agenda and its long-term success. Enumerating the main task of the session, he explained, we will be charting our direction forward in new and innovative ways to ensure the forum is substantive contribution to the effective implementation of 2030 agenda. The session, by the way, will include national reviews shared by 22 countries from across the world. Do you understand now why they're calling for anybody in denial of global warming that you should be jailed? Or at least heavily fined or sanctioned because you are resistant to their grand plan? Does this give people any indication that if you don't want to play with these guys in the future, well, they're not going to just say, okay, well, you're let out of the game, you know, bye-bye. No. When they say bye-bye, they mean bye-bye. In its work, the forum will engage with major groups and other stakeholders. I love this stakeholder. Stakeholder in what? It's like you've got a share of Bank of America. What do you really have? Well, you're a shareholder or a stakeholder. It ain't worth squat, but you're a shareholder. You've heard these terms used before by our own politicians, that you're a stakeholder in this. Really? Well, explain this one to me. If I'm so much of a stakeholder, where's my profit off the biggest ripoff ever witnessed by mankind of 2008? Where the hell's my check? I'm on the hook for you guys go out there and game the system, bankrupt the entire world, and then you want to throw money around, print it out of nothing, and then instead of you taking it out of your own profits, your ill-gotten gains, you want to put it on me to pay for it. Hence, this is why I came up with my Home Depot analogy. The two giggling ladies that seemed like they were more interested in getting high than they were pulling their head out of the dank, dark place that it was. And I simply just explained it this way. Your company's in trouble, had to go make massive loans in order to survive. Well, it stabilized. They're back on a profit margin once again. But that little bothersome loan, you know, it was carrying interest. Okay, well, we're going to have to deal with that. Well, we don't want to pay the money back out of our own pockets, out of our own proceeds. So we're going to turn to the employees of Home Depot, and we're going to make deductions out of your checks until that loan is satisfied. Well, there's your stake. Well, what do you mean you didn't have anything to gain? You still have your job, don't you? Well, forget the deductions. Forget your low wages. Forget all that stuff. You still have a job, don't you? Yeah, I'm a shareholder. I'm a stakeholder, all right, in a bankrupt worldwide corporation that I didn't want to have anything to do with in the first damn place. Yeah, strong forum means faster progress. I'll tell you what, I think you're a little bit behind the time. I think your global agenda is crumbling right before your very eyes. And as I said earlier, yeah, how desperate are they going to get? What tricks are they going to be willing to pull here? That's going to be our guess. It's going to be their choice, but it'll be our guess. However this thing shakes down, we're prepared, I believe. I hope you're prepared. Or as prepared as you can possibly get for an outcome that you don't know yet how it's going to attack you. But you're going to be assured of one thing, that you're going to at least be able to survive the initial blast. You know, it's still going to take their minions and their manpower. And therein lies their problem. Anytime you get down to the lower echelons of these useless eaters out there, oh, you know, the human population, you're going to run into problems implementing and gaining their cooperation. You know, by the way, I wonder if there's any brown stains in Hillary Clinton's underwear by now. You know, if I were her, I would be... I guess we're going to test the metal of how arrogant arrogance really is. You know, at some point with Bill and Hillary Clinton, they're going for broke on this deal. Now, the FBI skirted around all these emails, which should be enough right then and there to bounce her from even considering a presidential run, the many lies that she has told. But this, it was much bigger and deeper than this. This was the Clinton Foundation, the money laundering on a scale, ladies and gentlemen, that would probably make a Rockefeller blush. And this is a ticking time bomb. Now, rather than the Clintons going, okay, it looks like our run here is pretty much ended. Well, Bill, I can see them discussing this. Well, Bill, the heat's getting turned up on me. You know, you had your heat as president and all the stuff that you pulled. Now you're just this dumb, dried up, wrinkled fart walking behind me. Still smarter than what she is, though. But, you know, we're coming to the end here. Now, the prudent thing to do would be to take our ill-gotten gains and get the hell out of Dodge. Ah, but here comes that wonderful arrogance factor. The Achilles heel of these globalist monsters. That they're so sure that they've got everybody in place. They've got everybody blackmailed. They've got everybody in check. And this house of cards, no matter where it comes from, whether it comes out of Hillary's own mouth or Billy Boy or anybody that they've done business with, anybody that's in government, a politician, head of an agency, I don't care who it is or where it comes from. This house of cards, you remove a couple of stinking little cards out of this thing and it will crumble. Now, if I were the Clintons right now, I'd be considering maybe grabbing my hat and my ill-gotten gains and getting out of town, as I mentioned. That would be the prudent thing to do. Unless there are powers behind her going, okay, you're in the hot seat now. You're going to have to deal with this, and you're going to have to ride it through. You know, this is a double-edged sword. Sometimes we have the tendency to look at the Bushes and the Clintons and going, oh, God, they got all the friends and they got all the power. Friends? Or do they have the connections that are more powerful than them and give them their orders? I would not want to be Hillary Clinton today. The sword of Damocles is swinging ever closer to her scrawny little neck. You know, I can't. By the way, Gary Johnson, geez, is this guy a joke? He is the best that the Libertarian Party can bring forth. I saw an interview with this guy and I thought, you know what? I wouldn't elect him as dog catcher. But he wants to get enough votes where he's part of the debate. What for? What for? This is one. I trust Donald Trump more than I trust this greasy son of a gun. I am amazed. But Hillary and Bill, you got a decision to make. You're going to go for broke, and the forces are aligning up against you. Maybe this is what they do at the end of the day. Bill and Hillary sit around and measure brown stains in her underwear, see who's under the greatest amount of pressure. I don't know. Well, Director James Comey, which you watch what happens in the very near future with this guy. He'll be gone like a fart in a Texas windstorm, as I've always said. He's got a long history of involvement in Department of Justice actions that arguably ended up favorable to the Clintons. In 2004, Comey, then serving as Deputy Attorney General in the Justice Department, apparently limited the scope of the criminal investigation of Sandy Berger, which left out former Clinton administration officials who may have coordinated with Berger in his removal and destruction of classified records from the National Archives. The documents were relevant to accusations that the Clinton administration was negligent in the buildup to the 9/11 terrorist attacks. On Tuesday, Comey announced that despite evidence of extreme negligence by Hillary Clinton and her top aides regarding the handling of classified information through a private email server, the FBI would not refer criminal charges to Attorney General Loretta Lynch and the Justice Department. Now, curiously, Berger, Lynch, and Cheryl Mills all worked as partners in the Washington law firm Hogan & Hartson, which prepared tax returns for the Clintons and did patent work for the software firm that played a role in the private email server Hillary Clinton used when she was Secretary of State. With Hillary making another run for president, don't get caught up in the lies and the spin. In Hillary Unhinged, in her own words, find out who the true Hillary is with his raw and humorous collection of quotes that pithlessly underscores her hypocrisy. And brother, her hypocrisy is wide and deep. Lynch and Comey both served as U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. They crossed paths in an investigation of the HSBC Bank, which avoided criminal charges in a massive money laundering scandal for which the bank paid $1.9 billion fine. Guess who else was part of the board of the HSBC Bank in 2013? That's right. None other than Mr. Comey. Mr. Comey did this year-long investigation. He was closing off avenues to that draft that he felt through the backside of his drawers. But it's not going to be enough, Mr. Comey. This is going to go big. It's going to explode. And clowns like yourself, you self-righteous little asshat, you're going to go down in flames. After Attorney General John Ashcroft recused himself in the Valerie Plame affair in 2004, Comey appointed a special counsel, Patrick J. Fitzgerald, who ended up convincing Scooter Libby, a top aide to then-Vice President Dick Cheney, of perjury and obstruction of justice. The charge was based on the accusations of Plame and her former ambassador husband, Joe Wilson, both partisan supporters of Bill and Hillary, that Libby outed her as a CIA agent. Remember that one? New York Times reporter Judith Miller, 2015 memoir, strongly suggests Fitzgerald improperly manipulated testimony and withheld crucial evidence in obtaining a conviction against Libby in his 2007 trial. Well, who was the prosecutor in the Berger case? A deputy attorney general. Comey was involved in the investigation of Berger. Berger at the time was under criminal investigation by the Justice Department for removing from the National Archives various classified documents that should have been turned over to the independent commission investigating the 9/11 terror attacks and for removing handwritten notes he made while reviewing the documents. Remember, this is the place that you showed up. You couldn't have any recording devices, no cameras, no nothing. Well, there was printed stuff out there that had to be retrieved and destroyed. And this is what this guy did. All right, let's take this break. We'll come back on the other side. I'll finish up with this. The crime and criminality, ladies and gentlemen, it's either going to get one hell of a lot worse or they're going to start blowing themselves up. And excuse me if I start chuckling and laugh my butt off for the next year. You might tune in next week and that's all I'll be doing is just laughing for 2 hours. Happy, happy times.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
Now, the New York Times reported back in 2005 that the Republican leaders speculated Berger removed the documents from the National Archives because he was trying to conceal material that could be damaging to the Clinton administration. Now, to be fair about this, there's no evidence Comey's investigation for the Justice Department made any attempt to determine if anyone affiliated with the Clinton White House prompted Berger or coordinated with him in the decision to remove classified documents. Various statements Comey made about Berger's mishandling of classified document bear comparison of his comments regarding Hillary Clinton's email server. Back in 04, Fox News noted that Comey told reporters he could not comment on the Berger investigation, but did address the general issue of mishandling classified documents. And this is what he said. As a general matter, we take issues of classified information very seriously. He was responding to a reporter's question, and he added that the department had prosecuted and sought administrative sanctions against people for mishandling classified information. He went on to say, it's our lifeblood, those secrets. It's against the law for anyone to intentionally mishandle classified documents, either by taking it to give to somebody else or by mishandling it in a way that is outside the government regulations. Well, all these criteria were met with Hillary Clinton. This is the second go-around for this guy. He blew it the first time, and he certainly blew it the second time, intentionally. On April 1st of 05, Berger pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge of intentionally removing documents from the National Archives and destroying some of them. Folks, that's a misdemeanor? Seriously. He was fined $50,000, sentenced to 100 hours of community service and 2 years probation. Oh, by the way, his national security license was stripped for 2 years. At the very least, this is what should happen to Hillary Clinton, but it hasn't. And it's not going to. They're going to ride this. They're going to ride this one right into the ground. Either they're going to survive as a whole, or the whole damn thing is going to blow up in their face. Now, I am fond of saying this. Now, for those that are not connected to the Clinton-Bush cabal, that you're relatively clean and unscathed, that you're not blackmailable, let's revisit a little typing exercise that used to be done in high school years ago. And what it was designed to do was designed to get you to use all the letters of that keyboard and that typewriter. You know, so your fingers could kind of develop a little memory so one day that you could type and not have to stare at the keyboard. And that little typing exercise was simply this. Now's the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. Well, I submit to you that this is not a typing exercise. And for those standing by in the shadows right now, unsure of themselves, check yourself. Step out of those shadows. These people have to go down for the security, the sanctity of this country moving into the future. You've got a chance right now. Take advantage of it. Nail these bastards and nail them hard. If you're not in there, you know something's going on and you didn't step in to help rectify and correct the situation. Now, you may not be charged with accessory after the fact, but you're some kind of ethical and moral degenerate in my book if you do not take the steps that are necessary to clean these garbage, cancer-ridden asshats out of our government once and for all. As Donald Trump has once said famously, you're fired. Let's see how many of them we can fire and put them on the funeral pyre for history to consider. Thanks for being here today. Be back tomorrow with another edition.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN.
free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.